Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. So, folks, I want to blend a little bit of our operating in next year and our planning, thinking about next year, and a little bit of that and a little bit of politics in there with it. You know, one of the things that as small business owners we have to do. By the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. I can't remember if I think I said that. I think you know who I am. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And it's just you and me, just the two of us. I take a segment or two every week, as you know, and talk about things that are on my mind. What's on my mind right now is next year, 2021. And we've all been up in the air about how the election is going to roll out. And then we had the election and been a lot of controversy over that. It looks like the Supreme Court has decided not to take the Texas case. That's a controversy. That's a little drama all by itself. The Supreme Court's got their own little drama that they make. I do believe that their decision technically was probably correct, but you got to think that part of what they did was protect their own borders. This is the thing that I want you to start thinking about more as we operate our business. Your business is going to increasingly be affected by policy going forward. In a perfect world, we could operate our business with the government serving us, with the government backing us up, with the government helping us. But going forward, we're going to have to protect ourselves a little bit more from the government, and it's going to be very much like the Obama era, Obama Biden era, only I fear it might actually be worse. But there are some things that I want you to notice because these are things that will cause you to make maybe adjustments in your decision-making process about investing, about hiring, about plans for the future. I want you to plan for the future. You and I are going to survive this. Whatever happens, whoever's in the White House, you know, it's still a little bit up in the air, but we'll survive. We always have, haven't we? But inside of that are the details. And the details are increasingly, I think, going to be affected by policy, by public policy, especially a lot of it coming out of Washington. And I think we're going to have some experiences, some policy coming out of Washington that's going to be some new stuff, some stuff that we haven't seen before, not to this degree. And which brings me to what happened last Thursday. You know, a lot of people believe that Joe Biden is challenged mentally. I think there's plenty of evidence to show that there's somewhat of an issue there. A lot of people have said that he won't, that they'll get him out. That the Democrat Party will declare, what is it, the 25th Amendment, and claim that he's not capable. But that'll be kind of messy. That'll be a messy thing to do. And I wondered about that because I do think that there is an issue there that we're going to have to deal with. And then something happened last Thursday that kind of changed my mind, and I just want to say it to you now, again, from a planning standpoint, when you're getting ready, for you preparing yourself, protecting yourself in anticipation of what we can see coming out of Washington, last Thursday, CNN started reporting on the Hunter Biden case, doing real reporting, telling us about it. Now, this Hunter Biden controversy has been going on for a long time, and CNN never covered it, nor did AP. But in the last few days, all those what's called the mainstream media, they basically all started reporting on the Hunter Biden case. Now, why would they do that? Here's my opinion that I just put it. Just think about this. Getting Joe Biden out would, because of his mental incapacity, would be kind of messy. But if he has to resign because of something his son has done, that's not as messy. It's messy, but it's a lot more cut and dried. So all I'm saying is, pay attention to that. Start watching the media. Start watching what they do. And I wonder if they're not going to start turning on Joe the way they turned on Trump, on Donald. And I'm telling you this, and I'm couching this from the standpoint of what to start looking for, we're going to have to blend we cannot operate our businesses in a Main Street bubble. We've got to operate our businesses with an understanding of what's happening nationally, including from a public policy standpoint, including from the leadership standpoint. I think a President Harris is going to be different from a President Biden. I think both of them are going to be different from the President Trump. I think we need to be paying attention to these things. I'm just asking you to pay attention to those things and see what you think. I'm Jim Blassie, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.